This is Weekend Edition on WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. It's the first Sunday in 2 months that houses of worship in Massachusetts are allowed to open for religious services. There are some major restrictions. And even though churches can open, many are remaining closed. With us this morning is Bishop Alan Gates, who leads the Episcopal Diocese of Massachusetts. Episcopal churches are among those remaining closed. Good morning, Bishop Gates. Welcome to WBUR.
Good morning, Sharon. Thank you. Good to be with you.
Even though you've decided to wait until July to reopen churches, are you glad that that's your decision now and not a government requirement?
Certainly. We're happy for the decision to be one that's made by local religious leaders in accordance with the particular contexts of their own locations and their own traditions.
Why are you waiting until July?
Well, we had actually already made that decision before the governor's statement on Monday. Our sense is that this really is not a question of religious liberty. It's a question of what we glean from the public health guidelines, what will best safeguard our own members and the communities around us. So we simply want a little extra time to be sure that our churches in particular will be able fully to prepare to open safely.
What is the biggest challenge that you see for churches, mosques, synagogues reopening immediately and also for you as you make plans for July?
Well, the biggest challenges have to do, of course, with logistics. We have some small congregations in large spaces that may find it relatively easy to determine how they can make this work. On the other hand, we have some larger congregations in smaller spaces. We also need to relate to the demographics of a congregation. So if, for instance, the center of gravity in a given congregation is more elderly, then it may be that many of those folks will want and need to stay home for a while. In our tradition, Eucharist is fairly central. So another key issue for us is when and how we'll be able to return to having the sacrament in ways that, again, will respect the safety that is described for us by the public health guidelines.
When you reopen, how will worshiping be different, especially in terms of, you know, choirs and singing by the congregation?
Well, you've put your finger on one of the key questions for us. We're told by the epidemiologists that singing actually is an activity that is likely to spread the virus more virulently than many other activities. For many congregations, they may actually want to delay even further, because the question is, what's going to make it feel most like a church for them? What is going to actually continue to nourish their spirits? So if, in fact, gathering and being unable to sing, being unable to receive the sacrament, being unable to pass the peace, and being unable to have a coffee hour doesn't much feel to folks like church, then they may very well want to continue doing the things which they creatively have been figuring out over the last 2 months. Many of our congregations have actually seen an increase in attendance, in virtual attendance, through their online streaming worship than they have had in recent times. They've figured out ways to incorporate music into their online worship, to incorporate perhaps a Zoom coffee hour afterwards so that they're able to connect personally with one another. In many ways, the things that folks have been doing, have figured out how to do virtually, will continue to feel more like church to them than gathering with real extreme restrictions.
Right. And there's a complicated, or at least there's a nuanced relationship between faith and a building.
Correct. We've tended to stop saying the church is closed because ours has not been a binary experience of open closed. The fact is that our congregations have found lots of creative ways to continue to be church. We're not using the phrase reopening. We're tending even not to say regathering because, frankly, people have been gathering.
Well, Bishop, thank you very much.
You're more than welcome.
Bishop Alan Gates of the Episcopal Diocese of Massachusetts.